Max Matt from the Beck Comedian Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. I want to talk about a very dangerous tactic that the Democratic Party is doing right now that I strongly disagree with, A lot of moderate Republicans strongly disagree with it, but anybody who understands politics should strongly disagree with, and that is this. The Democratic Party, back in 2012, had a problem. It looked like they were going to lose Senate seats in Missouri and Indiana. But there was a candidate in each of those races, that was so offensive and so right-wing on abortion and rape that they thought, you know, we're going to advertise for that guy to win the Republican primary, and then our nominees will have an easier time bumping him off. But the guy in Missouri, when he was asked if he'd do an exception for rape, in other words, in permitting abortions, he said no. He said because some claims of rape are illegitimate. That really angered everybody. Not just the Democratic Party, not just me and you, everybody. What a stupid idiot. Claire McCaskill was running, so she put a lot of money in, sort of ostensibly opposing him, saying he's too conservative, you know, he's too much for tax cuts, all this stuff. So he wins the primary. Well, then Claire McCaskill went after him and won, and so she got another 6 years in the Senate till 2018 when Josh Hawley beat him. And now we have that guy down there. In any event, something like that happened in Indiana. We had a guy named Joe Donnelly, Democrat, very good guy. There's a right-wing nut in the field on the other side. The nut said very offensive things about rape in the context of abortion. Everybody put money in to ostensibly attack him by, oh, he's too conservative, he'll give you too many tax cuts. And he gets nominated, and Joe Donnelly wins a term in red state Indiana. Well, the Democratic Party leadership looked at that and very stupidly thought, well, let's just continue doing that. So this time in 2022, in two governor races, and they've done it in more than two governor races, but I'm going to give you these two examples, Pennsylvania and Maryland. Now, Maryland's a Democratic state, and Pennsylvania is a purple state, but we can get, for instance, Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 70,000 votes. We can get their electoral votes. They use that tactic to push over two really, really despicable Republicans, Mastriano in Pennsylvania, Cox in Maryland. Now, these guys, Mastriano has said nice things about QAnon. Cox, both of them are election deniers. Both of them have said that if they are governor, they'll make sure that the electoral votes do not go to a Democrat. And in Pennsylvania, Mastriano, under Pennsylvania law, has the ability to appoint the Secretary of State. You know, here we elected Doug LaFollette. These characters appoint him. Well, they'll appoint an election denier if he gets in. And then you'll have a governor and election denier. And one thing I'm going to put on the radar for you right now, we're going to discuss it as a separate topic later. That new Electoral College Act that's supposedly going to cure what happened on January 6th and make sure that Pence, in the future, a guy like Pence, it's clear he has no discretion to overturn it. It has a provision that if there's dissension or dispute in a state, the governor gets to pick the electoral vote of the electors. The governor. That means that Mastriano and Cox in 2024, if they're elected, will get to pick the electors. And they've already both said they'll pick Republican electors. Now, you can say, well, the Democrats say, Matt, don't worry about it, because our candidates will beat them. Well, wait a minute. We were expecting in a Democratic primary in Maryland that our candidate would be Tom Perez, who is Secretary of Labor under Obama and a former chairman of the state of the National Democratic Party and a very, very reasonable, able guy. He came in second. The guy that won is a guy named Wes Moore. Wes Moore is an unknown. He grew up in the Bronx and he had a troubled childhood and he turned himself around. He went straight, you know, got into college. It's all great. And then he founded a nonprofit in Maryland. That's great. Who the hell is he? Why should he be governor of Maryland? He won the primary. Now he's running against Cox, whom Democratic money put him in because they thought Perez would be the Democratic nominee. How stupid is that? Now, from everything I've heard, Wes Moore is a great guy. He's never had political office. We don't know his full background. We could lose Maryland, and Cox could appoint the electors for the Republicans in 2024, saying there's a dispute in the state. Yes, it's appealable to the Supreme Court, ultimately, if you do it within 6 days. Supreme Court, 6-3, is Republican. They can easily say that's Maryland law. That's national law. Too bad, so sad. It's almost worse in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, Mastriano is a QAnon guy, and he's going to appoint a Secretary of State, who's a denier, too. He's running against Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro is the Attorney General, very good guy, but the polls are fairly close. They show Shapiro slightly ahead. And now the Republican Party is getting behind Mastriano. Everybody in the Democratic Party, every idiot who put this program together said, well, of course, the Republicans will just warmly embrace our guy. No, morons, no. They're not warmly embracing our guy. They're warmly embracing Mastriano. And people they give interviews and they go, well, you know, he's a little rough around the edges, but we can control him. Well, no, you can't control him. Business leaders in 1932 in Berlin said, well, we'll elect Hitler. He will clean out the communists and he'll return power to the Reichstag. We can control him. They were executed. Now, nobody's going to get executed in Pennsylvania, not anytime soon. I can't begin to tell you how stupid it is for the Democratic Party not to have realized that there's a difference between gambling in truly red states like Missouri and Indiana to try to push over a rape denier, as disgusting as that is, hoping to get two Democrats in and doing it successfully, and in blue states or purple states without knowing in advance in one of them who your nominee is going to be, pushing over people who can appoint the electors and hate our democracy. Whoever made that decision should be thrown out of leadership in the Democratic Party. And I'm telling you, it is about time that we face reality in the Democratic Party. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose.